We won't keep you long because we know you're in the middle of your game. Here, grab that headset and put that on. Trying to help him out there, Bill. There we go.
Oh, he's a pro at this. You know.
He can pull that. Yeah, there we go.
You know. There it is.
Well, good, hey, good to see you. How good so far? How many holes you played? Two?
Well, I'm rehabbing my knee, so I'm not playing today.
Oh, you're not playing at all?
Yeah, I'm just riding around, seeing everybody, talking to everybody. I was with Isaiah and Steph and them. Yeah, a couple holes back.
Well, we were, you know, with Bill Ingram there talking about all you young guys and how you've all grown up to be great players, giving back to your community. You've already had great success Wednesday and Thursday, and got to make you feel good coming back and seeing people respond.
Yeah, definitely. And this is an example that I had of somebody giving back to their community
that
I benefited from so much growing up. So,
yeah.
It's just me carrying it forward and doing my part.
Tonight you've got another event tonight that people can still get tickets to by going to MosesMoody.com. Just could be a little Q&A between you and Steph.
Yep, just on stage, sharing war stories, you know, locker room tales and everything, and just opening it to questions from the crowd.
Are you pretty good in golf? Because I know Steph is, right?
Yeah, he's a trooper, and John Daly Jr. is back there fighting it up, too.
We were with John Daly Sr. yesterday, and we got him on the air. We heard it was gonna be here, because they overlapped 1 year, right, in school? I think they overlapped 1 year.
Who?
Didn't you and John overlap 1 year?
We didn't at Arkansas, but we did at Montverde in Florida.
Oh, is that right?
That's how it was.
Well, we were trying to figure that out, and we thought you might be close to that. So.
Yeah, he's 1 year younger than me, and that's because I never met him in Arkansas. It's crazy. We were like some of the only two Arkansas kids in Florida, so that's how we connected.
Well, that was cool that he wanted to be here for this today.
Yeah,
and you know, we were talking about your journey. It's a pretty cool journey. You go from Parkview to North Little Rock, win a state championship, then you go to Montverde and win a national championship. You get you 1 year at Arkansas and SEC Player of the Year, and then boom, you win a world championship your rookie year. I mean, it's been a pretty amazing life for you.
Yeah, it has been. When you put winning first, they say that all the time. Like when the type of players that have what it takes to win, and that's not saying it's good enough, but willing to do what it takes to win. Rather, if that's sitting on the bench, if that's being a good teammate, those are all the qualities that it takes, and I think it pays forward, and you see yourself doing it.
We're visiting with Moses Moody. I saw your comment yesterday that you really didn't get a chance to see, although Bill's brought in some big names over the years, but, you know, being here in Arkansas, you don't always get the chance to see an exhibition game or players, so that's why it's been important to you to bring in Steph or to bring in Draymond Green, whatever. It doesn't matter. It's that you know that it's a big deal for kids to see those kind of guys.
Yeah, because I remember when I was a kid how much it meant to me when I did get to meet professionals, but then how much I wanted to see them more, and especially the guys from Arkansas. Like in my head, it's like, oh, they're from Arkansas. Why are they live here? Why aren't they here?
That's right. Yeah.
But now that I'm a pro, I see how fast the season, how long the season is. Then in the summertime, you have places to be and you need to train. So I see how it happens. But I just want to remember that kid self for myself, and make sure I put an emphasis on coming back home and giving those touches.
I know Bill has been around enough, around all you guys enough to know, too, one of the keys to your success, and I know you'll get credit, is your parents. And that a lot of the guys, Bill, that we've talked about going back the last 20 years have all had great parenting, and I know you would say the same about your folks. I had a chance to visit with your dad and mom not long ago on the phone. Great people.
Yeah, they're who I got to give it all the credit, who they've been for me my whole life and who they still are now. I feel like everybody's always a kid. You just become an older and older kid. So just having them in my corner to call and talk to about decisions that I'm trying to make even to this day.
Great, you have Steph here. It's a big deal to get him because with his demands and, you know, that a great compliment to you, the respect he has for you to be here. And we were talking about where he might rank in the history of the NBA game. But maybe as a guy who's been around him, what are your thoughts on him as greatness goes?
Yeah, I've been able to see him prepare for games. I've seen him in those tough games. You know, when you're watching from TV, you can't sometimes just feel the energy and look somebody in the eyes in those moments. And that's when he lights up. He loves it. He's accomplished so much, but he's so driven to do more. He's like one of those people that just really loves the game and really loves the hustle of it all. And he's obviously the best player I've ever played with, and best I've ever seen and been in that vicinity with. He's definitely in that conversation.
Yeah, and like you said, a good dude too. You know, but we were talking again. It's nice when you have a guy that has got that kind of stardom. It's down to earth and it's really nice and a good guy too.
Yeah. It's a testament to him being here right now. I think that shows that. And when I asked him would he come, He said yes, and then he thanked me for inviting him to my home. So that just kind of shows who he is.
Yeah, right.
But you know, Moses, that's a testament to you too. We talked about that, your relationship with your teammates, because not only have you brought him here, you brought Draymond here last year. The year prior to that, you brought Klay Thompson here, and we were talking about that. I listen to those guys. I always talk about. I've heard Draymond talk about your professionalism. I've heard Klay Thompson talk about your professionalism and the way you conduct yourself. I heard Steph talk about that. And you don't wake up one morning and you like that. So that's a learn. That's coming from your, I think. And I know a little bit about you because I've been around here in Arkansas and you played in my program when you were very little. But I just like for you to explain, you know, I think it'd be good for everybody here how you view this stuff, how you approach, you know, your basketball and your everyday life, because it's obvious you're doing the right thing, and more of these kids need to look at the way you're doing stuff.
Yeah, and I think I've always had good role models coming up, like yourself. Like when you're at that young age, your parents are your parents, and you're used to hearing their voice. You know, somebody else tell you the same thing they're telling you. You listen to them, but not your parents sometimes. But just the importance of having those role models coming up, like you running the Hawks organization, and I'm seeing the other coaches in there and older people to really want to aspire to be and talk to. But as well, and I also feel that so many people don't get the opportunity to be in a high place or whatever it is, to be really good at something, to be at the highest level. So given that I have been given that opportunity, I need to cherish it. I need to respect it. I need to be professional. I need to show up the way that I do and represent Arkansas in the right way. So hopefully more people do get those opportunities.
Last thing we'll ask you, and we'll let you go because I know you got to go around shaking hands. How cool is it, too, to have that fraternity of Arkansas players in the league now? Jalen Williams, Isaiah Joe.
Austin Reeves.
I mean, there's
Bobby Portis.
I mean, it's got to be pretty cool. And I don't know how much interaction you have during the season because you're so busy. But it's a small fraternity, but a lot of proud guys doing very well.
Yeah. It's cool. Every time I play one of the guys, especially Isaiah playing with the Hawks. My brother was on the team with Isaiah ever since they were kids. So I was at every practice with them. Doing the drills, and I'm the youngest one. I don't even want to go sometimes because they just gonna beat up on me. But now just being able to be in the league with them, talk to them.
By the way, they never beat up on him. He was better than most of those guys that were older than him, so they never beat up on him. Just get that clear.
Yeah. But just having that history with guys, and then being out there competing at the highest level, it's just you got to slow down and realize it at some point. Think about it.
I gotta tell you, we do a lot of events, and I'm telling you, you can't pack more into 3 or 4 days than what you're doing. So hats off to you. I mean, I guess you started Wednesday and had a great turnout, had hundreds and hundreds of people that were getting free groceries, and I know tonight's event will be great. Tomorrow you're doing camps, and sometimes you have have organizations where you'll do one or two events, but you guys are maximizing it, which is great.
Yeah, we have Steph here, and we're trying to maximize his time while he's here and figure out how to get him around as many people as possible so everybody can feel that opportunity.
Yeah, well, Moses, thanks so much. Congratulations on all the success, and hope today is great. Hope tonight's great. Tomorrow is as well. And congratulations on a great career so far.
Man.
You got more to go.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Can I hit the bell?
You hit the bell. Hit the bell.
Well done, sir.
Moses Moody, well everybody. Thank you,
yes,
Moses.
Sir.
We'll let him get on with it.
And we don't get to say that. Thank you, Moses.
Yeah, we were just saying Moses.
Moses. We don't get to say that enough. Yeah, now we get you, brother. Thank you. Appreciate you so much.
You better hit him straight.
Good job, man.
9:28. I tell you what, we may need to do. We may need to go ahead, and we'll come back and get Qualsey on the backside to finish up. I think we're still trying to find an answer to our
to the number. Hey, somebody's writing it on there. We'll see.
I did it. The guy still didn't get it right. So anyway, we'll go ahead and take a break. We'll be back in just a second. What a great young man he is.
Excellent.
Yeah, I mean, just as humble as can be. And
this kid, it's a reason why he's in the position he's in.
For
and
sure.
Like I said, I cannot stress enough. It says a lot about him to be able to get, you know, world superstars here.
Yeah.
I mean, Steph is known around the world.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
I mean, he's an international superstar. So.
And, two, we haven't really mentioned him much. There are a lot of great sponsors that are underwriting a lot of this, and a lot of great donors who believe in Moses and believe in all the causes he's helping out. So it takes a lot of people to make these things successful. So.